It's now 8:49. Another check of Triple Team traffic and back to Andy Farnsworth.
Northbound 15 delays breaking up a bit from between Draper and the South Interchange. You've still got some stop and go, especially around 123rd, 114th, and 106th. And you'll also see a few slower spots from 53rd to 45th South, but that shouldn't last very long. All clear along 215's West Belt. At 7200 West in Magna, there's a partial closure. Or at least there was. Nope, now I'm looking at it again. Looks like they've reopened everything. 7200 West all open now between 3100 and 2100 South. Eric Butler?
Well, we've avoided delays northbound I-15 in Utah County for most of the morning drive. Now at the tail end of it, we've got a little bit of slowing just past Lehigh's Main Street as you head up towards 2100 North. But really no problems in the whole scope of things from Springville all the way to the point of the mountain. Alicia?
It looks like a little bit of slow and go. Brake tapping as you're heading through Farmington southbound I-15 just past that Legacy Highway interchange in 89, or actually it's right up by Lagoon. But then you're back at freeway speeds as you continue southbound I-15 until you hit the north interchange. And as you continue southbound I-15 from the north interchange just past Big Street, you're going to remain in a little slow and go traffic with some brake tapping. Give yourself some time there. Do you get that nagging feeling every time you start your car only to find that pesky check engine light? Have the pros at AMCO investigate with a free diagnostic. Go AMCO AAMCO. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.